بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Serving orphans, widows and the destitute سيدنا سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said I and the one who takes care of orphans will be like this and in paradise And saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought his shahada, that is the index and middle fingers together. Note, the world regards kindness to orphans as a noble deed, but Islam has excelled in recognizing the merit of the person who performs it by promising this great reward for it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the good fortune as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The best Muslim home is the one in which there is an orphan who is being well treated and cared for, whilst the worst Muslim home is the one in which an orphan is being ill treated. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The most beloved home to Allah is the one in which an orphan is honored and well-treated. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the oath of that being who has revealed the truth to me, on the day of resurrection, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not punish the one who was affectionate to the orphan, who spoke gently to him and sympathized with him due to him being an orphan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.